News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, it was heartbreak for Munster, but for Leinster fans, the scramble for flights, hotels and tickets for the Champions Cup final in Bilbao has already begun after their big win over the Scarlets on Saturday. So how in the world can fans get to the north of Spain for the big game and, more importantly, how much would it cost them? Join us now to discuss this is Owen Corry, the editor of TravelExtra.ie. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we going to have a big problem trying to get flights to Bilbao and accommodation?
Irish fans are very invested. We'll get there eventually, but you're absolutely right. Cost is a huge issue. Saturday night, even before the end of the match, Leinster fans were looking in at the Aer Lingus website. Bilbao is an Aer Lingus airport, and prices were coming in at 840, 850 each way. Nobody's going to actually pay that. What Aer Lingus have done is put on four extra flights over that weekend. Santander, which isn't very far away, is a Ryanair airport. They put on two extra. My instinct on this is there's going to be a big demand and the airlines will respond to it by putting on even more flights.
But they won't rip them off. I should rephrase. They won't inflate the prices for the day.
The way the airlines are programmed is to basically get the highest price they can for these flights. It's a perishable product. You can't put it in the freezer and sell it the day after. So what the logarithms that you see being put in by the by Ryanair and Aer Lingus into their system, in my experience, and this is watching from afar without knowing the secrets, is that they pitch them in quite a good deal higher than they would your traditional flight, the flight to Manchester or Stansted. But what Aer Lingus have already done is quite interesting. They've moved the big some of the big aircraft, the A330s, which normally are used for the run to New York and Boston and places like that, they've been put on the Bilbao run for that weekend. So we will see.
It will be well serviced.
It's well serviced, but the numbers here are going to be could be huge. I mean, we're dealing with a 53,000 capacity stadium, and we know when Irish people, Irish sports fans, get really excited. They can actually fill more than the half of the stadium. They're very good at getting their hands on tickets. Copenhagen for the World Cup playoff is the most recent example of that. So we will see them coming in every single way you can. My strong recommendation is have a look at Madrid. It's well serviced and the services, the train services up to Bilbao are terrific. The airport in Bilbao is not very far from the stadium. There's a good metro service within Bilbao City. And you can also have a look at coming down from the French side as well. Every single service, I mean, there's it's quite a distance, but if you're to take a car out of it, for instance, the Vigo service from Ryanair, it's one of the more underserved and one of the more available services into the north of Spain. And Santiago is also an Aer Lingus route. I think we'll see Leinster fans using all their creative skills to get A, their hands on tickets, and B, in getting there. And dispersal is the key because the Bilbao hotel stock will be under a lot of pressure. There aren't.
I was just going to ask you that. They've got there. They're getting to see the match. Where do they stay? And what's the accommodation like? And has it been inflated price-wise as well?
Yeah, you can be sure. It goes without saying that when a big sporting event comes in to any city in Europe, the prices soar. And this is really. Bilbao hasn't got a long tradition of hosting very big events. It was supposed to get the Copa del Rey final, but it didn't. And what tends to happen there is hoteliers probably milk it a little bit more than they should. So what I would say is concentrate on the towns around, concentrate on everywhere, Santander, even across the border, Biarritz, it's a drive down to Bilbao from that on the day, and see what you can do about this person. If you're going to stay in Bilbao, you're going to be paying far too much for your hotel.
Okay, and of course, if you want to find out, you can just go to travelextra.ie, which is run by the very, very knowledgeable Owen Corry. Owen Corry, thank you very, very much for that insight this morning.
Paul, we've heard from Quinny, but I'm interested in Paul Williams' view. Leinster versus Racing, who's going to win?
Oh, this is you trying to catch me out again, isn't it?
Well, what do you
You're
think?
You're trying to catch me out. You Aren't think? You trying to catch me out?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Well, I think Racing looked very impressive yesterday and hugely powerful. But I think Leinster would be a very different proposition. Leinster were ruthlessly efficient on Saturday and I can't see Racing living with their firepower. So for me, Shane Coleman, it's Leinster. Okay. Take that in your pipe and smoke it, baby.
All right, fair play to you. Listen, loads of text coming through, Paul, on the item we discussed on pornography. And basically how kids, 20% of kids basically are looking to pornography to educate them about sex. Pete in Leakslip says, Paul, you're absolutely correct. Parental responsibility increasingly pushed on to teachers. Obesity means more PE in school. Diet equals more nutritional education. Mental health, more mindfulness in school. Porn equals education in school. Issue of consent equals better or SE. Parents of today need to step up for society's sake, he says. Owen in Sligo says, guys, why are you dancing around the issue without saying the obvious? Porn websites need to be blocked at point of entry to the country. I hear you say already you can't do that. But why? It's not healthy for anyone. And before you judge my character, no one's judging your character, Owen, I'm not religious in any way, not elderly, and have been around the block in life once or twice. People haven't got the bravery to suggest it, but why not? It's a reasonable suggestion, Owen. I know
you can't do it.
Iceland looked at it a few years ago.
You can't do it.
And I think they found it would be difficult to do. It's a totally reasonable suggestion, though. Brian, school principal, says sex education in schools is the problem? Question mark. All the education system can do is react to society. If society has helped to make pornography so accessible for 9 to 13 year olds, then society needs to have a good look at itself and stop foisting the problems it creates on schools.
I think Brian makes a very good point.
He does, but nobody's saying it's up to schools entirely to sort this issue. But to say that schools aren't potentially part of the solution, I think is a little silly as well. It's a multifaceted approach, and it's not an easy issue to solve by any means. Huge number of texts coming through on school costs. We won't have time to get to all of them, but interesting one here. 2 years ago, my daughter was locked out of her locker the second week of secondary school because the voluntary contribution wasn't paid in full. I don't think that's legal to do that. I can't imagine how a school could think they could do
that. We hear that anecdotally all the time, and it apparently does happen in schools. That's an outrageous thing to do to a young girl, a child.
Our Twitter poll, how much do you pay each year in donations to your child's primary school? 19% of you saying 50 to 100 euro, 24% saying 100 to 150 euro, 30% saying 150 euro plus, and over a quarter of you don't make a donation. Quick markets update. The Isaac is down 15 at 6812. The FTSE down 4 at 7.363. 1 euro buys $1.22 and 87 pence sterling. The markets are with thanks to Davy.
Pat Kenny, good morning. What have you got for us?
What have we got? We will continue with the theme of schools and school contributions. Whether it's a big issue or not, should child benefit actually take care of that anyway?
We were looking at the figures here. It's only about 100 euros, and I would say 46 million a year, 500,000 kids in primary school. That's 100 euros ahead.
Yeah, if you look at it, though, from the point of view of poorer areas, they may be asked to pay 50 euros a year. In affluent areas, they pay maybe 300 euros a year. So the kind of services that the kids in the affluent areas get, therefore, should be much superior. You know, the quality of pen, paper, etc., other facilities.
iPad.
So I'd like to think of all the kids getting the same service. Yeah. That's what I'd like. However it's delivered, whether it's through parents or subsidies or the state, every kid should be getting the same opportunity in the classroom. Anyway, that's for later. We'll be talking about Kim Jong-un and his nuclear program. We'll be meeting one of the founding members of Terminations for Medical Reasons, this the fatal fetal abnormality. We'll be talking to Prince Harry's biographer in advance of his nuptials. And I was looking on a website this morning, his pet name for Meghan Markle.
Oh, God.
What? Meg. I mean, what kind of a news story is that?
Who'd have thought, who'd have thought a British royal would be lacking in imagination?
How does he pronounce that? Does he say, hello, Meg?
And we'll be talking about pirates around our coasts, not contemporary pirates.
That's Des Egan's new book, is it?
It is.
Yes,
you know Des.
I worked with Des for nearly 30 years. He's a brilliant writer and he's written some really cracking books. And I really look forward to reading this one.
We'll be talking travel as well. Polo Canela on flights to Bilbao, which could be in huge demand after Saturday's victory for Leinster, and also that Irish Ferries debacle.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. By the way, if you are a royal watcher, William's wife, forgotten her name, she's gone into in the early stages of labour. Kate. Has apparently in the early stages of labour, I'm just seeing here.
We wish her the very best for everybody here at News Talk Breakfast. We hope you have an easy time.
I'm sure Kate's
thrilled. I hope you produce a fantastic young heir to the crown.
I'm sure Kate is delighted to know News Talk is thinking. Okay, Pat Kenny is up next. Paul Williams and Shane Coleman will be back in the morning on News Talk Breakfast from 7.
Good morning.